Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Lori and Julia here with Ann Tresser of Tresser Law. We have been working with you for years, but we've never really talked about prenups. Give us the lowdown.
Well, a prenup in the state of Minnesota is also called an antenuptial. So if you hear that, they're talking about the same thing as a prenup. I encourage a lot of people to consider getting them, whether you have a ton of assets or little assets. It makes everything much more streamlined. You know what you're entering into. You've got your agreements in place if you get divorced in the future. They also address what you will do with your assets in the event of death. So it really helps for estate planning, and it really just helps for the future to avoid disputes.
I love that. Okay, so, but what about a postnup?
Postnuptial agreements are simply agreements that people who are already legally married enter into that, again, will also address what would happen to their assets in the event of divorce or in the event of death. So, again, these really can help streamline the process in the future.
Great information. And for your free one-hour divorce consultation, go to TresserLaw.com or use my talk, keyword divorce.
So. This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
All right, Ellie. Dirt Alert.
What do we have?
Well, today I want to talk about some California real estate.
Okay.
We've had some pretty interesting stuff come up today. Jay-Z and Beyonce have just closed on the most expensive home ever sold in California.
Remember when they bought this?
No, this is a new purchase.
They just bought a new place.
This
they broke records.
Oh my gosh.
Okay,
how much?
Still.
So they sold the they bought the property for $200 million. The second most expensive property sold in California up till now was $177 million. And the real kicker here is that it was listed for $295.
Wow. Where is this $200 million? Because they just did buy a home in Beverly Hills a couple years ago.
The new tax happened.
Yeah.
Well, so that's why they dropped it, because they're leveraging the new tax. That still hasn't gone into effect. I think it goes into effect in like a month or two.
Something like that.
And it's been one of the most significant property tax levied against wealthy property owners in California, where it's become a big issue to have massive properties.
Because didn't they do that Prop 13 where everybody stayed frozen at their taxes?
Yep.
Even if your house was worth a gazillion dollars, you still paid what you paid.
For so long.
I mean, that was so dumb. Don't let voters vote on that kind of stuff.
Well, I mean, this is why they dropped the price in the first place, because a lot of these houses that have been on the market at all for like these massive prices, everyone's so scared that they're not going to get these properties off their hands right before the tax sets in. So they're dropping them $100 million.
Yeah, wow. Well, so where is this property that Jay-Z and Beyonce bought?
30,000 square feet in Malibu. Oh. And it's on the strip that's on the top of a valley that overlooks the rest of California. There's like a few other properties.
So it's not on
shares.
It's not Oceanside.
No, it's not Oceanside. Mm-hmm. It's like a cliffside view.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Kanye West just bought a place designed by the same guy who's, I think, on the same strip. That's Tadao Ando, a Japanese master architect.
Paradise Cove, Lori.
Is that where they are, Paradise Cove? Oh, I love eating at that restaurant.
I know.
I mean, it's truly been an expensive event. And still in California news in terms of real estate, Bill Gates just finished his mansion, which had caused a bunch of issues. So he bought this place with his ex-wife, and then
in Malibu. Are we still in Malibu?
It was in San Diego.
Oh, San Diego now.
Del Mar.
Okay. Let's move down to Vista Del Mar, shall we?
Oh gosh.
Exactly. They had gotten into trouble because they bought the place together and then separated a year later. And when they bought the place, they decided to do tons of luxury renovations on it, including like essentially plastering the entire thing in solar panels and high-end solar equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And it has made the neighbors very unhappy.
Oh, because it was a two-year renovation?
I think it was a three-year renovation.
Oh, my God. Okay, that is ridiculous.
Yeah, they said there's noise.
Beep, 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 the trucks every day.
And they paid $43 million for it back in 2020 before they got divorced, and Gates ended up with the property. And they just finished, so he is officially moving in.
Oh my God, it's so beautiful.
Yeah, it, you know, it's so this and Jay-Z's property, they're doing this like one story expansive, like view prioritizing architecture.
It's all oceanfront. Yeah.
Yeah, and I also kind of like the single to two story mansion expanses. It feels beautiful.
I like all this rich people talk that we're having today.
Yes, I want to have a $200 mansion and have a, what's it, the bag? The Hermes bag? The Birkin bag.
The Birkin bag. Oh, my word.
And, you know, there still isn't the biggest property sale in the country. That was actually an NYC apartment that got sold for $235 million.
Wow, like a penthouse or
something. A penthouse, yeah. So you can get a whole house in California for cheaper.
That just is mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's really mind-blowing. Well, so in other news, Martha Stewart, if you guys remember, she was just on the Swimsuit Illustrated cover.
Yes.
I quite enjoyed
it. Sports Illustrated, she looked like amazing.
I thought she looked phenomenal, and apparently so did many other people. Yeah. She's been besieged by men looking to claim her hand.
Oh, well, good. She's always talked about that she's had a hard time. Like Cher, fine. She wants to date guys her age, but they're all intimidated by her.
And they want younger women. Don't you remember when they did a matchmaking thing with her on the Today Show?
Yes.
She would go out on dates and come back and report. That was funny.
It was.
I would like to go on a date with Martha Stewart.
Yeah, oh, Martha, seems like she would be a hoot.
I just did her restaurant in Vegas, and if it's anything similar, then I'd be very pleased.
Did you guys like the Martha's restaurant?
Oh, we loved it.
And
it was funny because we did it 3 days in, so by the time we went, we were a little bit bloated.
Yeah.
Vegased out, a little bit overdrunk, overfed. We had done two steakhouses previously. So when we got there, we felt kind of bad, like, oh, should we go like lighter? And we were like, no, we ended up just kind of ordering the entire appetizer menu. Uh-huh.
What's the name of her restaurant again?
The Bedford.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And I think it's in Paris.
It's in Paris.
Yeah.
Okay. Was it so good?
It was phenomenal. And, you know, some of my favorite things that stood out to me. So she had her bread basket, which I got to post a picture of it on Instagram. My mom definitely did, but I have a better picture with my dad.
Yeah.
He had the martini in the background because we also got her special martini.
Ooh.
What's in her special martini?
Well, so she has kind of a classic, like, lemon and vermouth style martini, but the highlight is she uses a bison grass vodka.
Only Martha.
Yeah, it was kind of like a...
Please tell me it came with a sliver of grass.
It did. It did. And he pulled it out of the bottle in front of us because he's doing... Because we got two martinis, so they're doing it table side.
Oh, wow.
So we got table side martinis and Oysters Rockefeller.
Oh, I hate that.
Oh, you don't like oysters?
No, I can't.
They're cooked. They're baked,
I know.
You know?
I know. They're in
bitters.
That's
like one of my favorite things.
I served them as a kid. Yeah, I don't like them.
I've had oysters twice in the last... week.
Oh, you.
Week and a half.
Wow.
Yeah. Fancy meals.
That's a good food brag right there.
Well, okay. So go on a date with Martha Stewart. If it's anything like the Bedford, you'll enjoy yourself.
Okay.
And a bunch of men have been vying for it. And
well,
she had also discussed.
So.
She had discussed being on the Golden Bachelor show. I'll say that. And I want to see it.
I do too.
I'm telling you.
Put Martha, give her a bunch of men in their 60s, maybe throw in a late 50s for fun.
Wouldn't that be fun?
And maybe a couple of zaddies in their 70s. Let Martha run things.
I like to see it. She's a powerhouse.
Yes.
I want to see her with a ring on her finger.
I love it. Hey, everybody. It's Lori and Julia here for Crutchfield Dermatology and Medi Spa, where there are so many fantastic specials going on. We don't want...
There's a hydrafacial happening. Buy one, get one at 50% off. And I think if you've got like an event coming up this summer, a reunion or a wedding, you know, I would do like two hydrafacials like a month apart.
Absolutely.
Or I would just do one 3 days before the event if you don't have time to do that. It's a dewy, there's no downtime on a hydra. But it really, really makes you look dewy and fresh. I'll bet you Martha Stewart had one before her Sports Illustrated
I think you're so right.
Photo shoot, I would not doubt it at all.
No, and they also, you know, have the peels on special this month. If you want to do, if you've got some discoloration and some aging spots, that helps really with that and also reducing fine lines. Call Crutchfield to make your appointment at 651-209-3679.
So, what are you doing this weekend?
Time for Weekend Picks. Presented by AARP Minnesota.
You doing anything fun this weekend?
You know, we should do something this weekend.
Anything interesting going on?
Any recommendations?
We need to have some fun.
Here with fun stuff to do this weekend are Lori and Julia.
What are the fun stuff? What are the things? Okay, what are the tips? What are the choices?
Yeah. Tonight, I believe, is opening night for the Minnesota Lynx, the women's basketball team, the only team that has brought home the title several times. And they're playing the Chicago Sky at Target Center tonight. It starts at 7 o'clock. I think there's still some tickets available for that. That'd be a fun one to go to. Mm-hmm. Art A Whirl is happening in North Minneapolis. And a lot of it happens on this street called Q Street. But it is, there's bands, there's art, there's fun, there's food. It's Saturday, 12 to 8. Today's over. It's Sunday, 12 to 5. But they have Brauhaus.
Catch me there tomorrow.
Brauhaus. Yeah. Okay, they're having something fun. There's a bunch of bands.
Do we go to different buildings? I haven't gone to Art A Whirl.
Okay,
so long.
I love it. Yeah.
Okay, it's like on a several streets.
That's
right.
Because I
and you
like
walk it around to different buildings and you'll see and brew pubs, right, Ellie? Because I've gone once.
It's like a block party, but there's so many breweries and like kind of art houses, like the artist collectives. So there's a lot of buildings that are hosting artwork in between.
Yes.
So
you Northeast Minneapolis.
Yeah, so you walk between the buildings and see the art.
You get a pub, you'll know you're there when you see a lot of cars and you find a parking spot.
Right. If you find a parking spot, you're there. You're close enough.
Right. Yeah, right. That's what you do. Now,
what's the best website if you want to like look and see?
If
like
you
want
to look, go to, look at indeedbrewing.com.
Okay. Brauhaus also has
one. Art A Whirl. ART-A-Whirl. Okay. Also, Main Street Day is happening in Hopkins between 7th and 12th Street tomorrow from 9 to 4. 140 different vendors, handcrafted arts, jewelry, clothing, garden accessories, fun stuff. If you're going to be in Hastings tomorrow on 2nd Street from 11 to 4, they're going to have a car show. Like historic car shows, old-fashioned car shows kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I thought this is kind of cool, and this is for kids taking STEM classes, which is science, technology, engineering. There's a solar boat regatta on Riley Lake in Eden Prairie from 10 to noon, and people jerry-rig pontoons or kayaks with solar panels, and it's cool. It's showing kids showing off how smart they are, young
sounds
kids.
Awesome.
I think that sounds cool. The Wizard of Oz is playing in some movie theaters, Imagine Movie Theaters. You want to check your listings if you want to see that. And then
I'm looking to see if it's going to be, and it's going to be full sun tomorrow for your solar race.
Oh, it's beautiful tomorrow.
Yeah, it is. Kind of like a perfect festival day,
I think. It's going to be warmer here tomorrow.
72 and sunny tomorrow.
Yes.
I'm doing Art A Whirl, and then I got a 3-year-old's birthday party.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
You might run into my
Brace yourself, woman.
Ellie, you might run into my boy.
Oh, will I?
Run into me. I have a friend who wants me to go, and I'm not wanting to go.
It's kind of fun, Lori.
No, I've gone before, but as Casey reminded me, I went with him twice, and I said I'd never go again. As long as I was with him. He's a bad Art A Whirl person.
Oh, he would be terrible for this.
But usually he always likes the music. He likes the art. I think he's grown and changed. He could possibly like
He could possibly come around.
Yeah, it's not like shopping.
No.
That's what
please, shopping.
The first year he's like, what is this? Are you taking me shopping?
Well, you do go look at art and you can shop. I mean, there's a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I know.
You just go and
Wear your
Lo-J fanny pack.
You know what? I gave my Lo-J fanny pack to the little girl.
Oh, I wear mine all.
Because she, first of all, she listens. And she likes a fanny pack. She liked that size because it's a very...
It's a good size.
I hope we make another one for the fair this
really
year.
I really do. I love it. And then, or I got my cute little Lulu one for my boys.
Yeah. All right. Should I give some music picks?
I want them.
All right. Seal is at the Orpheum tonight. Now, did anyone even hear he was coming to town?
No.
No.
I still can hear his one song.
I know. Something with the rose.
Something, the rose on my mind.
Seal's at the Orpheum.
Wow.
The Belfast Cowboys. They're at the Hook and Ladder tonight. So, Van Morrison. At Mancini's, they've got a... You know, they usually have the same couple of bands.
Yes.
But tonight and tomorrow night, the Pearl Brothers are playing, and they do covers of 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Oh, fun.
So if you're a regular at Mancini's, or maybe you're not a regular at Mancini's, you're going to get a different band.
Okay, fun.
And then tomorrow night, it's the third annual Bob Dylan Birthday Bash at the Turf Club. I looked, it did look like you could still get, there were a few tickets, but to celebrate Bob's 82nd birthday, it's Curtis A, Dan Israel, Matt Fink, you know, fun. From Prince and the Revolution, mm-hmm. Steve Brancegg, who plays with the Suburb, basically an all-star band covering all songs, you know, all the Dylan greats. And then G.B. Layton is down at Bunkers.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, that's always good. And then Sunday on... Andrea Bocelli is at the Target Center.
Oh, this would be
at the Target Center.
This would be an event.
I don't know how, you know, he doesn't really tour very often. Mm-mm. Not that I've ever remembered.
He's been here. Donnie went and said
he was amazing. It's an incredible show. So there are
Romanza.
Yeah, there are still tickets for that.
That Andrea would Bocelli be fun
at Target Center Sunday night.
So. Very, very cool.
And yeah,
that's Ellie. Do you have anything else to add? To
Chicago's at the Treasure Island tomorrow night.
And again, that would be fun.
Kind of would.
Mm-hmm. TI.
Mm-hmm. If we get a room, that's how I'd go.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. What are you doing? Oh, you're doing art.
You're doing art work.
I am. And then I work on Sunday, so my weekends are pretty fun. Catch me if you're around on Sunday, Katie K9.
Katie.
Hello.
We love our Katie, but please say hi to her for us.
Oh, I always do. She hypes you up a lot.
Oh, we love Katie. We love Katie. Okay, so other things are the book club Next Chapter is still in movie theaters, which is great. Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
It's so much theaters.
Yes, and people just loved that.
Yeah, I know. I want to see that in the theater, and I'm worried I'm not going to get to it with it. You know, next weekend is Memorial Day.
I know.
May has gone by very, very quickly.
I want you to know that Art of Whirl is the largest art crawl in the country.
That's what I thought.
And let's see.
Like, I don't think there's any...
Brewery parties, special treats all over the neighborhood.
Bands.
Art.
I'm just trying to find the damn band schedule, and that's what I can't figure out.
You could pop up to Duluth, too, if
because
you wanted
they're all,
to.
Like, on the breweries. You have to look at the individual breweries sites. Because
what
they're not collective.
Are you going to?
I like Bauhaus out there is fantastic. Indeed is also great. They're both going to be having live music. I used to work for Animales Barbecue. They're going to have a line around the block, but they're posted up at Bauhaus. So I like to go over there and say hi to them.
Yeah.
But there's also, right next to Bauhaus, there's like three warehouses that are filled with art and activities right then, so.
Okay, so if you just got over there around Marshall and...
Quite literally, if you get over there, you'll find something to do.
What is the over there? What do you think is the best?
Over here!
13th and Marshall! What
over
do you mean?
Here.
Well, that's the
Broadway.
Thing.
Broadway!
I say Indeed in Bauhaus because everything kind of forms around them on either side of the bridge. And then there's, and so above Indeed to where the space used to be owned by Chow Girls, they do a bunch of
Art of Whirl is open
until
10 o'clock tonight. I lied.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, so you can go check it out tonight.
Right. This is the 28th year.
Okay.
They have a website, Art of Whirl, and it has everything on there.
It does?
Yes.
Okay.
Including a band schedule?
Just hold on.
Yeah, I don't think it has the band schedule. That was what was making me crazy.
They're all local musicians.
I feel like that was how I discovered the Bad Man, which isn't even a group anymore, but they were fantastic and at the Art of Whirl, and Rocco went to the Shackletons last night at the Hook and Ladder. I was seriously had Friday morning jealousy over that one.
FOMO.
I did. I love the Shackletons. They're a very talented group of brothers.
And, all right, fine.
See, you can't
get
find
a map.
It.
You can find a great map on Art of World. Mm-hmm. And it just, it's all over there. Have fun. Mm-hmm. Bon voyage. We got to come back and we're going to finish the rest of the headlines.
Hey, everybody. It's Lori here for Learning RX. 7 locations in the metro area. And I just said to Julia and Ellie that I was like, oh, my gosh, Memorial Day is next weekend already. So that means that school ending is right around the corner, too. And if you have a kid that has just not been able to catch up or is just has expressed to you either verbally or just by their behavior that they are really having a hard time in school, make the effort, get in, have them take the cognitive skills assessment test, nationally recognized test, but they'll say to you, okay, this is why your kid is having so much trouble reading, whatever the assessment tells, but it's very eye-opening. And with the summer spots filling up, if this is a commitment you're going to do, you're going to want to get going on it. Chop, chop. 952-949-6900.
All right, everybody. Let's see here. Lori, I have some good news for people who liked the TV show Big Sky on ABC.
I loved Big Sky.
I know you did, but ABC has canceled it. Mm-hmm. There's talk that they might go shop for another network.
Like
so,
Winchester's are trying to shop away from
the CW.
So they're doing that, and I think...
And David E. Kelly wrote Big Sky.
Yeah.
You know, he's the other writer, and it's also C.J. Box, the author of the books that this is based on. I'm just saying, there's a lot of source material.
Sure, got it.
For more seasons, that's what they were...
Got it.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was the cost, too. Mm. I mean, ABC canceled everything.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to tell you guys something. This is a follow-up.
How is that good news?
Well, that they're going to... There's rumbling out there that they're going to try to find someone out.
Okay, fine.
This is a tribute to you, Ellie, and you brought us this news yesterday about Johnny Depp's teeth.
Yes.
And I can't remember if you exactly talked about the dentist's opinion of his teeth.
No, I did not mention anything about that.
A dentist now has weighed in on Johnny Depp's teeth. Because
I don't think I saw that, yeah.
Okay, so
it almost looked like gingivitis.
Well, he said, this is it. Dr. Appa, who is Simon Cowell's dentist.
Okay.
So a Hollywood dentist has decided to get his name out there.
Someone asked him, yeah.
He doesn't think that Johnny's Depp teeth are rotting, as some people do. He says they look like they have aggressive wear and tear. He also thinks espresso and cigarillos, like you said yesterday, are to blame for the stains. He doesn't think they've been cleaned in years.
Oh, dear.
Of course, he recommends Johnny get a cleaning, but he won't be able to reverse the damage. I would do veneers if I were Johnny, because he needs to get his bite reestablished. He's worn his teeth down so
bad.
Anyway, I just thought that was so funny. There's just been aggressive wear and tear.
Yeah. It's an unfinished root canal. I don't believe it. That's rotten.
Yeah, I don't believe it. No one could walk around with an unfinished root canal. You just physically couldn't do it. You couldn't even open your mouth.
Well, you just have a big hole there.
Yeah, you couldn't even say hello, and then the air would be whistling through that. That just makes my... Does that make you clench everywhere when I say that?
It gave me a whole, like, you know, nails on the chalkboard.
Yes,
I have a root canal. I got a gold tooth. And I'm just thinking about it, like those... Like, there was a day, you know, where it's unfilled before you go back.
No, I am...
Lori's such sensitive teeth. This is just painful to even have the conversation.
Every time I have to have a new dental hygienist, and I have to explain that I was traumatized. I'm a traumatized military brat, and that, Air Force medical, you know, dental students were my dentist in key cavity years. And honestly, that is why I have the
trauma. You have the laughing gas.
I get I get the nitrous oxide. Yeah. I'm very tense.
I do know this. If you get veneers, though.
Oh, I'll never get veneers for just the pain alone.
You have to shoot Novocaine right into the front mouth.
Tell me why. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just me alone is a reason not to do it.
Yeah.
But they do look nice. They do look nice on some people.
Yeah. I have to tell the dentist to use less numbing agent because I over respond to numbing agents.
So is it
does your whole face get Bell's palsy or something?
So my whole face numbs over if they use the normal amount, and it will last until like last time I went to the dentist and they gave me the full amount because they didn't believe me, of course. Yeah. I got my appointment was at 10 and it was by 8 p.m. I still had minor numbing, but I could eat again.
Oh my god!
It's so funny actually when you're laptop. Yeah, I mean, like, how about rubber? It's the funniest feeling. Okay, so the 10th installment of Fast and Furious came out. You think it's going to do a lot? Chris Hewitt gave it a 2.5-star.
Mm-hmm.
He said very fast.
If you're
people love it. People love it. If
don't
they do.
Try and make sense of the plot. That's how I felt looking at the Mission Impossible trailer. I was like, how hasn't. How long and far does Ethan Hunt have to run? When is the world going to try to quit killing him?
He's a good runner. The Secrets of Hillsong Church, the 4-part documentary it premieres tonight on Hulu.
Oh.
And it features the first interviews with former pastors Cal and Laura Lentz since their expulsion. And they talk about how much the church founder Brian Houston has covered up. The documentary doesn't hold back. It's supposed to be good.
But are they getting paid for it, the Lentzes?
I have no idea. Oh, okay. They had a very public fall from grace, the Lentzes.
Yeah, didn't they split up?
Yes, they did. But yeah. I think they might have got back together and worked through his infidelity.
Mm-hmm. Remember what the con man says about the quickest way to making money
is
start a church, start a religion.
Yep. Silo that you're watching, Apple Plus, a new one dropped. Other things, White Men Can't Jump, a remake of the 1992 comedy with Jack Harlow.
Is that
in the
dropping?
Film? It's today.
It is.
It's on Hulu, and then Spy Master is a new one on HBO Max. And then just to get ready, because Disney Plus is taking a ton of titles off of their platform.
Which means they don't want to pay the residual fee or the licensing fee for that. You know, they're pulling money away from people.
Their content impairment charge.
Oh, what a BS.
Was $1.5 to $1.8 billion. So they're taking off Turner and Hooch's, Big Shot, which is the John Santos, Johnny, what's his name?
Willow.
No one cared. The Mighty Ducks.
People cared. People watched that Willow.
No, I think people hated it. Lori got bad.
No, but Julia, it became a kind of a cult thing.
Oh, the original Willow.
Yes.
Oh, because they just remade Willow.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, it's time to sing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, here we go.
You know, we need to sing. Julia. Everyone ready?
We're ready.
Turn it up.
Let me love you.
You're just too good to be true. Listen, that's going to be... At the Jersey Boys are going to be singing that at the Chan House. Everybody have a great weekend starting tomorrow morning. We have great programming at 8 o'clock, starting with Dishing Up Nutrition. Lori and Julia, have a great weekend.